Sportscast Sports Talk 101 on digital radio, on the app, on your smart speaker, on Twitter, YouTube, Twitch.tv, and Facebook. Sportscast Sports Talk 101.
Discuss, debate, entertain, and loud.
Sportscast Sports Talk 101.
Football time! Woo. I would love to do the intro from the old day, back in the day, the Monday Night Football, that old school. But we'd be shut down in a heartbeat.
Yeah, we would.
They'd have a field day with us for that one.
Oh my god, man!
Another week, another not so crazy NFL week. I guess we could say that one.
Schedules out.
That's the big highlight. Schedules are out. Yeah. So let's see. We'll touch base on some quick news. There really wasn't a huge amount. Vince Wilfork, congratulations, buddy, for being the newest inductee to the New England Patriots Hall of Fame. I mean, that's
well deserved.
Pretty obvious.
Well, pretty obvious. Did you see how big that boy was on the field? Yeah.
Well, I looked at his picture. He's still a big dude. Here, we'll go like this real quick and just share the screen. Let's see. Where's my share screen here? Just for a quick second, just so everyone can see. This is a big old dude. That is a big dude right there. I would not want to be facing him. And in his prime, that he was a wrecking machine.
Yeah, he was.
He was a defensive wrecking machine. Yeah. And I would not. That's like trying to say, "Oh, I could face him," or "I could face," you know, a certain Raven from a 2000 Baltimore team that won the Super Bowl, that's going to be appearing on the NFL's ESPN Films 30 for 30 documentary. So if you have forgotten about that long time ago, when days gone by, when it was the Baltimore Ravens and they were the top team and they were winning Super Bowls and they had a stellar defense and a quarterback that could throw the ball. I'm just kidding.
The defense carried the quarterback. Yeah,
The defense carried the offense. That defense was probably one of the best. If you did a ranking of the top 10 defenses in the NFL, I'd love to see where they would have to be close to the top. And I don't even know how you could do that, because that would be a tough one, because you'd have easily the 2000 Baltimore Ravens. You'd have to have the 85 Bears on that list, and I mean the
Legion of Boom, man.
Seattle. The Legion of Boom, the Steel Curtain in the 70s with the Steelers.
Yeah.
Washington had a stellar defense and at some point.
What was Minnesota? What were they called?
The Purple People Eaters or something like that. Yeah, they there were a lot of teams that had them, and then there are teams that just were not that good at all ever. There are some teams. I mean, look, San Francisco, I would put on there in the mid-90s, end of Montana when Steve Young took over. And I'm thinking like when they had Bryant Young and Dana Stubblefield, because I don't know anybody that could really get through that line.
We had Patrick Willis. Oh my God! And
I remember that those were guys I looked up to. I loved watching was Young, Bryant Young. I loved watching Steve Young play also. But I was defense. I love defense. So Bryant Young was one I idolized.
You can't
forget about Dion, but I loved.
You can't forget the Buccaneers defense, man.
Well, yeah, Brooks.
You know who's
Brooks?
John Lynch. Oh my God! What was the guy? He was a sportscaster, and they fired him.
I can't think of it. Oh, yes, I know who you're talking about. God darn it, I can't think of it.
You know, everybody knows who we're talking about.
God, that's going to bug me now.
I know. That's what happens, folks, when you get old, man. Get old.
Let me see if I can find it real quick. Let's see, Bucks players. Well, that sucks. That doesn't tell me who. Damn it! I still can't find it. God, that's gonna bug me now.
I know we got to find.
I know it was the 2002 because that's the year they won the Super Bowl with Brad Johnson. Let me see here. Defensive starters. Warren Sapp. There we go.
There we go. Sapp. Sapp.
God. That, that was a elite defense with Warren Sapp. You had Warren Sapp, Simeon Rice, Derek Brooks, John Lynch, and Rondé Barber. Like, that was the defense you wanted to have. And not no discredit to their offense because they had Keyshawn Johnson, but fullback, the leader of that team at the time, I would say, was probably on the offensive side, was Mike Allstott. They don't make fullbacks like that anymore. Do they even make fullbacks?
Mike Allstott was the offense, folks. All you got to do is send that sucker up the middle. Boom, 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 boom. Yeah,
it was he was the full time version of Jerome Bettis towards the tail end of his career when he became the bus, but Allstott was doing that the whole time. And just for to showcase how good he was, started 9 games, 146 rushes, 548 yards, 5 touchdowns, 35 catches, 242 yards, and 2 touchdowns, and that's a fullback.
Yeah,
you don't see fullbacks doing that very much anymore because they're not used at all. He was besides the blocking.
My top elite fullbacks of all time, he would definitely be.
He almost outperformed their starting running back, Michael Pittman, at that time. Oh, and Pittman had ran 204 yards or 204 carries, 718 yards, but he only had 1 touchdown. But he also had 59 catches for 477 yards and 0 touchdowns. So actually, if you look at it, I would, even though Pittman had more yards, I would still say Allstott was the better running back on that team.
Well, you could put him on that 1 yard line, and then boom.
That was a touchdown guaranteed. Yeah. It was literally like watching the Jerome Bettis do the same exact thing. Exactly. So, and that was one hell of a team. That was, you know, we won't say who the coach was, but they finished 12-4. They put up points though. And it's not like the NFL of today where it's the pass happy. We're going to just play video game style Madden and just keep putting points up. This was when defense, you could actually, there was less rules. It was just ground and pound, run the ball style, that the stuff I loved. And they still put up 346 points. They were averaging almost 21 points a game. And then they only allowed 196 points. That's something I always looked at was the points against, because that's how good your defense is.
Yeah, they were good. They were legit.
Yeah, they were fantastic. They beat the Niners in the divisional round 31-6. I don't know what happened to San Francisco. They must not have shown up. They won the conference championship over the Eagles 27-10. And then obviously we all know they won the Super Bowl 48-21 over the Oakland Raiders. God rest their souls. oh man, but yeah, it was definitely good stuff. I'm actually excited for the 30 for 30. I haven't watched those in ages, but I will probably make sure to watch this one just because it's the Ravens, and I that was at a time where I really loved watching sports.
Yeah.
So other news, there were a few trades in the air. Let's see. Tyler Higbee's on the missing Rams Super Bowl win. He said getting the ring made his entry all better. The biggest, obviously, the one that I saw in social media all over the place was Philip Lindsay agreeing to a 1-year contract with the Colts. What are your thoughts on that one?
Just a fill-in piece. I don't think he's something like really major. I mean, they got their guy. You know. So
yeah. Well, yeah, there's no way that they're gonna deviate from that guy. Yeah. And then I know there was Tariq Cohen. He was a former Bears running back. Tore his Achilles during workout on Tuesday. I don't even know who he was. He was released 2 months prior by the Bears, so I'm not really. He was in a training session.
He was good. He was good.
So apparently, I didn't look at the full article. So it says all the hopes and aspirations for Tariq Cohen returning to the football field have once again been met by hardship. Cohen was released about 2 months ago by the Bears. Tore his Achilles while working out Tuesday during a training session that he was live streaming on his Instagram account.
There you go.
The whole world got to see Because you tear your Achilles. That's a painful ass injury.
First of all,
oh god,
when you have that, you're never 100%. Never 100%. You know, I've seen some. When I worked in the jewelry store, I seen some guys. There was a receiver, a good receiver, tore his Achilles, man, and he was never the same. It is sad. It's just sad.
It is. Let's see. Yeah, I mean, and he really he kind of just lost it after the 2019 season, but injuries killed it.
He had little good spurts here and there, and but.
Well, it seems like he messed his knee up as well, so he kind of tore that knee up, was coming back from that, and then now he's got this to deal with. So, but the big news for the NFL is obviously the schedules are out now. So all hail the NFL on that one for finally getting us to know how we will be able to. Everybody in the that's an NFL football fan has now become a general manager and will be able to tell you that their team is going to the Super Bowl. Doesn't matter who they are. Their team is automatically going to the Super Bowl, or they're not going to talk to you because they know that they're screwed.
Right. Exactly.
And they know it's over for them. So let me see something here. So if you want to start it up or pull it up, we can kind of dive in and see
We're going to go Washington.
We'll start with your team. We'll save mine because mine's probably the pity one that no one wants to hear about.
All right, hold on. Let me go back. 49ers. All right. So, Chicago. I don't see Chicago as a threat for us.
Pull up your schedule too so I can kind of look at it.
Yeah, so on September 11th, and that would be 9/11, folks, Chicago.
We had a comment. Ashes said, I didn't screenshot Ray's screaming in pain face quick enough, and now I am sad. Also, go Broncos.
Yeah.
That's great.
What's going on? Ashes to ashes. I don't see the Chicago Bears as a threat. I think that's a game that we should be able to win. What's your thoughts on that? You think we're going to... Who would you give it to?
The 49ers.
Okay. Seattle.
Definitely. Seattle, that one...
Now, remember now, they don't have Russell. There's no Russell.
Yeah, no Russell. That's the Niners. That's another... That's a 2-0 San Francisco start.
No Legion of Boom.
There's no defense at all. No. It's more the Legion of Sadness.
What I'm worried about is Denver.
That week 3-1, I'm going to be... I was looking at the times. I'm like, 5:20, and then I realized it's listed in Pacific Standard Time. So I'm like, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah,
I was like, what the? I ain't never seen a 5 o'clock game before.
I
got worried about Denver. For a minute.
I'm worried about Denver because Russell, man, I mean, he's still good.
Yeah, I think I'm thinking that with a new team, it's good. I don't want to say I've been quoted in the past saying that the Broncos could potentially head over, make a run for the Super Bowl. I think the biggest thing that we're with this is it's going to rejuvenate him. We've seen this when certain quarterbacks that are good, when they leave one team, they go to another, it rejuvenates them.
He's a game changer. He can turn one of those young receivers into instantly a superstar by tossing up one of them bombs up in the air. And then, you know, so yeah, and he's a threat with his feet, folks. That's another thing people don't seem to understand. He can run.
He's been in the league a while, but he still has the ability to move. I mean, we've seen Aaron Rodgers is old as is like Father Time, but can still run the ball when he needs to.
Just it's collarbone, man. How many times he broke that the clavicle. He's broken.
I'm not even sure anymore. He's.
There's a thing about running, but there's also there's sliding, and there's still some top quarterbacks that just can't slide, man. That don't know how to slide.
There's always been there's always been quarterbacks that are like that, and I mean, San Francisco obviously had one of their greatest ones on the team that thought he was a running back, and then he had to retire because he had one too many concussions.
Yeah.
Bonehead. Actually, I should restrict that he wasn't.
He never put his head down and ran into a damn goalpost, though. You know.
No, that was Shuler didn't run into the goalpost. Heath Shuler headbutted it, gave himself a concussion, and then said, "I'm gonna be a U.S. senator." And folks, if you're in the NFL, this is why you don't headbutt goalposts, because you will get brain damage. And exactly. You will regret it afterwards.
Exactly. So
your week four is gonna,
the next team I'm worried about, and that's the your champions.
You got back to back ones.
I know, man. But how they gonna do us like that? How they gonna do it?
It's the Jimmy G effect. Ash has said, "Love sports. Not sure why I didn't know this show existed."
Yeah, every Tuesday, Tuesday night.
Here we go. Hit his head so hard. Look, you don't ever want to hit your head that hard that you want to drop sports and go into the wide world of politics. That's that's when you know you've hit your head way too hard.
Yeah. So we got the Los Angeles Rams. I'm very scared, and that's ESPN. That's going to be on ESPN. I am very scared of that game because I think Los Angeles Rams is a legit team.
Yeah,
they still got the guys.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be one of those that I would say watch out for. Regardless that where they are, I would put them right as contenders to repeat. I know I will probably be predicting the Bucks to win it, but just for Brady. But I think the Rams have all of the pieces to repeat.
I agree.
And then go into a rebuild mode, because we know that's what'll happen. Because Stafford's gonna be like, "All right, two rings, I'm out."
They want the money. They're not gonna be able to hold all those players, I think, another
year. Oh yeah. Well, yeah, that's the other issue. The salary cap is the biggest, one of the biggest killers that you've got also that you have to deal with.
All right, so we got Carolina. I'm not worried about Carolina. I'm not worried about Atlanta. Kansas City on October 23rd. I'm worried about – Patrick Mahomes. But who's he
going to throw it to? That's my thing is I want to say I'm worried, but it's not like I'm stressing out like you guys are going to lose worried. It's – I'm going to be worried because it's the Chiefs, but I have a feeling that the Niners could still pull this off because I don't know how – I guess I'd have to wait and see how Kansas City is going to do. That's the biggest issue I think we got to do.
Atlanta. Hey, Atlanta had the Super Bowl in their hands, but Tom Brady said, "Nope, not on my watch.
That ain't happening." "Not on my watch."
They had the owner on the field. They had the champagne bottles getting ready to pop on.
That was, you know how embarrassing that had to be?
The owner is on the sidelines smiling. And he was like, what the hell is going on?
Somewhere way, way far away, Michael Vick was just laughing. No, he probably was. Well, he might have chuckled at least for that, but you know,
I was mad because I had Atlanta to beat. Damn it, they were beating them, and then I it was one of the eighth wonders of the world. How did that happen?
Yeah, I honestly have no idea.
Oh my god, we got the Los Angeles Rams again on October 3rd. So we see them on the 3rd. Then we see him on the 30th. Oh, my God.
So you got week four. You get a little bit of – I would put this as a pretty tough. And then look, at least you get a bye after that. After, you know, but yeah, then you got
the Chargers and.
Oh my god!
I don't know about that one. And then we got the Cardinals.
Well, and that's in Arizona too. So that man, God Almighty, that is. I think you'd be okay with the next two potentially.
You talking about New Orleans and Miami?
Yeah, well, Miami might put up a fight. I would say Miami might put up a fight. The Saints, I don't think are going to be a threat. I love Jameis Winston. I'm a huge fan of Winston, but it's a new era there. You've got a new coach. You got a new play style. It doesn't. No, regardless, there's all these different changes. I think it's going to be a rebuilding process, and I don't know what to expect from the Saints this year.
I'll give you that. But he did throw five.